It's now time for our final interview of the show, and sitting with me today, I've got some of the members from Cherry Vinyl, which is a Cape Town indie band that started out in 2008, making appearances on local stages like the V&A Waterfront stage, and then they released their first album, Busking Cape Town, in 2015. Following on the success of their 2020 single, Simunye, which we covered last year when it was released on RX Radio on one of my shows that I was doing at the time, Cherry Vinyl now presents us with Lights, which we're going to be chatting about today. It's a song of inspiration and hope for the future of our amazing, diverse nation. Vikas, Christo, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
So this is my second live interview, and this is my first show back, which is so exciting to have you guys with me.
Are you nervous?
How nervous are you guys?
Well, this is our first time back on radio in two and a half years, I think.
Wow, so it's so same for you. And it's so cool because we did chat to you last year, but to be back in studio, to actually have you guys
physically in a studio.
It's awesome.
Been back in a studio.
So since we chatted last year, what have you guys been up to?
Well, we've been trying to make music. It's been really tough, but yeah, we've been fortunate. We've done quite a few online shows and doing little busking gigs in wide open air spaces and just working on new music. So yeah, that's basically what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And you really do focus on music that celebrates South Africa and that is so motivational. Where did that kind of come from? Where did that genre come from? How did that develop?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's always been about, you know, just spreading a message of hope, positivity, because everything is so doom and gloom. I think wanting to make a positive change, and that's sort of where it's coming from. But also making people feel, you know, with the songs, we want people to feel something, whether it is happy thoughts or sad thoughts, yeah.
And now you've released Lights. I mean, we're going to listen to it in a couple of minutes. It's a great track. Just explain the whole process, how the track came about, what the message is, and what you want the listeners to take out of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but we started just jamming this song, didn't we?
Yeah, it just came out of a jam.
It's sort of like we was playing, and I had like maybe one line or two lines, I think, and we just started playing on that. And then the song kind of evolved from that. So lyrically, I had like maybe one or two lines and I had this idea. And then I just kind of built the whole song around that idea. And the idea is something that comes back looking at the ancestors, you know, in, you know, pre-Middle Ages, where you had these people looking at the stars and the stars would guide them, the guys on ships or whatever the case. And that's sort of where the idea came from, so that we as a human race can look forward to a better tomorrow for everyone. And I think that's sort of where it came from. That's sort of the inspiration of the tune.
Okay, and it's a great tune. We're going to listen to it in a couple of minutes. But now looking forward, now that you've, off the success of Simunye and now Lights has come out, what are your plans going forward? Hopefully at some point, semi-normal live gigs can return.
Yeah, that's the hope, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know. Like, we were doing this. I think we're taking it one step at a time. There's quite a lot of material that we still want to get out. But producing a track like this and doing a music video, it's quite expensive. So for us now, what we would want to do is hopefully start producing on our next single. And I think that's what we'll do. We'll just take it one step at a time. I think, you know, we might go into a fourth wave, a fifth wave. I don't know how long this is going to last, but while we're in this pandemic, we want to try and do as much as we possibly can do with the limitations. And then when everything...
keep the momentum going.
Yeah, just keep it going. And once it's open, then we'll go back and go and play the stages and the festivals. And
you mentioned that music video. Just before I let you go, where can people check out the music video for Lights and where can they find you guys on social media?
So our video is on YouTube, but you can also buy the track on iTunes, on Google Play, Amazon, and you can add it to your playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, all the streaming platforms. And then, yeah, go check out the music video, official music video, Cherry Vinyl, official Lights music video. Leave a comment and share it with your friends, because that's literally the only way that our message and that the song gets out there.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much